Do you consider yourself lucky or unlucky? So each individual's luck cycle is around 12 years long, which is why I think we perceive luck as this once in a blue moon thing. You can recall lucky times, but the most recent one always feels a little far away back there in the past somewhere, or it's a case of lucky moments are not as regular as you'd like. So if you knew the tempo of your own personal luck cycle, do you think you would feel differently about your fortune? Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology with a view to helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for the Bob and Sherry show. I'll link that in the show notes if you haven't checked them out. You really should. This episode is for the week beginning November 19th, where we switch into Sagittarius season and arrive at a challenge upon doing so. Thank goodness Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, which is considered the symbol of luck. So there will be a silver lining. I'll look at each horoscope using the solar chart method, which forecasts with the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart. But if you do have your birth time, your chart may show up a lot more detail. Readings are currently closed. Spots go so quickly lately. So if you'd like to be the first to know the minute the books are back open, I'll link a waitlist, sign up in the show notes. If you don't have your birth time, a chart can still be read for you. It just takes me longer. And if you're still not sure or you have questions, reach out. I will be happy to answer. This week's zodiac season change might feel abrupt. The solar system is really doing its thing, and there's this almost scattered, varied sequence of aspects coming up in quick succession, like big conjunctions and sign changes, and then a Pluto shift in January, which translates to an equally scattered experience. Things could begin to feel like they're just being swooshed along in their current state. And this is really a time of entering the known unknown, which is this whole thing. The known unknown is where you recognize the energy, the dynamic, the changes, but you don't have the words to explain it. On Monday, when the sun in Scorpio sextiles Pluto in Capricorn, this is interesting. Different cycles of planetary aspects happen repeatedly. So the Earth moves around the sun every 365 days. Mars moves around in one full orbit every 2 years, and the planet Jupiter every 12 years. So there are slower moving planets which receive aspects for longer periods of time because of this long orbit. Pluto being one of them, it has been in Capricorn since 2008. So the Sun has always formed a sextile aspect to Pluto when the Sun was passing through Pisces or Scorpio, meaning that every Pisces or Scorpio season for the last 16 years have been all about rehashing long-term plans. Watering that down a bit, that means that November time and February time every year for the last 16 years have been most effective for getting ducks in a row and making powerful changes to future goals. This week is going to be the second to last time that the Sun makes this aspect, with November 18th, 2024 being the true final result of 16 years worth of course correcting. Course correction simply means that adjustments happen along the way and goals become different as a result. So if you've ever been on the receiving end of someone asking, why don't you just stick to a path, then understand that this has been about the journey of finding the correct path in the first place. This is an effective time for you to simplify your life, get rid of what you don't need, do some shedding. And as always, the kind of things that you'll shed are detailed in the individual sign readings. This experience of fine-tuning and calibrating originates from an adjustment of desire. And this isn't the kind of adjustment that comes from external factors throwing you off and forcing you to pivot. It's more so about your likes and preferences changing. And if your likes and preferences are changing now, don't suppress that under the belief that you have to stick to what you first set your sights on. Tuesday's aspect is more of the same, where alongside the sun sextiling Pluto, which is shining a light on an additional development in the long-term movie of your life, Mars also makes the same aspect. Now, this is because a few days ago, back on Friday through Saturday, the sun and Mars made a conjunction. So for a few days after, whatever the sun does, Mars will follow suit until it's out of orb, which will be by Wednesday, Thursday onwards of the next week. And a short reminder of last Friday and Saturday's sun conjunct Mars configuration, which was about action based on a private goal, a private development, a deep realization of where you want things to be going. And so with that in check, Monday's sun and Pluto is about solidifying the new idea. And Tuesday's Mars-Pluto connection is about actioning it or somehow stabilizing it within your current existence. What that does mean is if you felt a blockage or you feel like you've been banging your head against a brick wall, Tuesday's kind of the peak moment for a breakthrough to actually transpire. And the key to this dynamic is in committing to action that results in gathering security. This is to be in a strong position and feel safe, whatever you require for that. And it's not about action that results in consumption. It's more about accumulating a collection of things, activities, and stuff that kind of aligns with what you actually want to do. This is about whittling it all down to the things that are valuable, the things that mean something and don't change with the seasons or the economy. This is a very health is wealth type of message, particularly about the harmony between the health of your mind, body, and spirit. So this alignment means that actions meet with less resistance and new habits, new routines are a little bit easier to integrate in a way that they will stay. They will be a more permanent fixture, and this is perfect for Wednesday's turn into Sagittarius season. And for this, I will do a whole seasonal episode based on that, so make sure you are following the show so you receive the notifications when each episode airs. So the sun moving into Sagittarius is firstly a lucky omen. In astrology, Jupiter is associated with expansion, growth, and good fortune, which people tend to view as positive developments. So that's how this planet became attributed to luck, because it's often present or at least prominent in charts when situations take a turn for the better. Although those are not the only ways that good fortune can show up astrologically, while growth and expansion are generally favoured as positive examples of having, doing, and being more, there are other planets that deliver luck in a different way. Uranus is surprise luck, so that's things like winning the lottery or a surprise payout or windfall. Mars is luck when correct action is applied, so that's the positive of winning a competition with thorough training. But Jupiter is karmic luck, and based on your sign and where Jupiter's sign Sagittarius is relative to yours, so for Scorpio it's the next sign along, for Capricorn it's the previous sign, and for Gemini it's the opposite sign. But wherever this shows up for your sign, it suggests the matter of personal karma. And karma does not necessarily have to be restrictive. We all think of the karma of basic things that are wrong, like stealing, violence, speeding in a car. The karma of those things could be getting in trouble. Karmic gifts, however, are material or spiritual rewards for where you have been a good person, where you have created a positive impact. They say that the fruit you harvest in this life is a consequence of your actions in a past life, or more consciously in the now, the experiences that you have after the age of 38 are the results of decisions and karmic choices of the years running up to that age. If you want to know where you are in your 12-year luck cycle as an ode to Sagittarius season, I'll link the Jupiter cycle reading below. Get on the waitlist or put in your report request now and secure your spot for a reading delivery around the middle of December. On Friday, Sagittarius season is doubled up when Mars moves into the same sign. This trailing dynamic going on between the Sun and Mars right now, fresh after the conjunction, is a feeling of things really dragging along, but this could be positively dragging your butt into the things that you've been wanting to do all along. So it's a bittersweet kind of happy reluctance. And the most interesting part of this ride is Mars in Sagittarius square Saturn in Pisces on Saturday. Under this transit where Mars is action, maybe referring to the action that became clear to take as of Tuesday, and then Saturn could be discipline or caution. This is about proceeding slowly. Like the most go-to example would be if you're fresh starting back at the gym after a break, take it easy. If you're starting a healthy eating plan, don't blindly cut out anything without considering its part or necessity in your diet. Or if you're doing something like only eating salads, depleting yourself of carbs, and then going into ketosis where you get flu symptoms, which is why it's called the keto flu. And then because of the time of year, you think it's an actual flu, you continue eating salads because you're heavily committed to your wellness. And at the bottom of all of this, a potato would fix everything. I know that's an odd and varied progression to kind of just try and get my point across, that the more thoroughly and carefully and cautiously that you approach something, the more chance there is that it will A, go right, and B, it will stick. So ask yourself, how can I take this next step of action correctly? How do I do this the way it's supposed to be done successfully? It could be frustrating on Saturday because with all the motivation and preparedness for action, for doing something with excitement, you might still somehow feel blocked. With quick Mars and its tendency to speed and passion, it may simply be that you're not getting the results quick enough, so you feel annoyed. Or it may be a lack of self-esteem or courage that prevents progress. This could also be an inner fear with no truth to it. And a great way to navigate something like this is to not action anything big or large scale just yet, as far as your currently evolving plan goes, and take the baby steps, the small steps in the run up to the big steps, holding back for the more out there and external actioning of things until December. I'm sure that's going to somehow show up in a few weeks when the episode for the 9th of December comes out. It's showing that really between now and then, it's about making the plan, planning the action, practicing and training for the action before everything can materialize around the first, second week of December. The thing about thinking that you will fail is that it feels real and it becomes visceral, because with maybe your current understanding and current skill set of something, you're trying to do a thing that you've never done before. So yeah, maybe you'll mess up. So sometimes it may be worth saying, okay, I'm going to get things wrong, because much like when you first learn to ride a bike, you don't have the proprioception from having ever done that thing before. So unless you're an omnipotent being from space, the first attempt of something that you haven't done before or haven't become a master of yet is going to be unstable until it becomes stable, which is something that happens over time. So enjoy the ride of this progress that's nearly in its final form, in order to achieve something that you've never done or achieved before. And a cheat hack, if you want to speed up, education is the key. And if you have a goal and you don't want to fail, read books and articles about people or by people that have done that thing before, because they're probably sharing based on experience and will undoubtedly put a few points in about what not to do, about what went wrong for them and why. So if you want to speed it up, you can learn a new skill, learn necessary caution. You can spend time on researching the how-to for dummies version of whatever you're trying to integrate into your life long term, and you'll get there maybe quicker, maybe more efficiently, but certainly less fearful. Each horoscope section is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, there is going to be continued energy around your ultimate career direction from now at least through to the middle of 2024. And with that in mind, the planning and actioning of this week seems to be best put into launching a new search for or a transition into more satisfying work areas. And it's almost like the longer you hold off making moves, with the comfortable dynamic that you have going, the less comfortable that dynamic becomes in a bid to shake you off into the new chapter. Sagittarius season highlights options you've been previously blind to. And this happens most intensely through friendships with spiritual people or people from a culture that is foreign to yours. And if you've been questioning your options, if you've been not sure of what you think, feel, or believe regarding what life is all about, you'll have some powerful changes this season, and fresh horizons are suddenly available for you to pick, select, and choose the next direction in your life from. You could crave expansion, travel, you may have a life is too short perspective, so you want to break out of your routine in a fun way and explore. The positive karma of Sagittarius in your chart is through travel and exploration. So books and planes both work the same in this theory. But expanding your mind to understand other perspectives or exploring new locations and spaces could both work to spark luck into your experience. The challenge arising freshly into Sagittarius season, the end of next week, you'll either find that your work improves and it kind of makes you consider overlooking the recent stresses for the current calm atmosphere, but you are called to ask yourself, is the work you do, is the job you're in and the position you play, is it ideal long term? Mars square Saturn is a reminder to consider the distant future, and if the way things look now are how you imagined or hoped them to look in 5 years, then you're golden. If not, then don't let temporary comfort make you over comfortable. Be sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Libra, and your soul sign, which is Capricorn. This week for Taurus is a thinking kind of week. Part of the planning is brainstorming, and that seems to be where you're at. The benefits of brainstorming are that you can plan things and those plans can change in a way that's much easier to cope with. And your horoscope reads like Monday is thinking and planning all day and Tuesday is literally action day. So don't try to action Monday and don't fall into planning mode on Tuesday. Set your days out like this and you could find some really satisfying progress. One caution is to be wary of shady other people. So stick to what is your sense of right and wrong, not anyone else's. And as Sagittarius season rolls in, which is the time of year that brings all kinds of specimens of humanity out of the woodworks, so to speak, there could be someone that you feel very, very strongly for or against. And in general, both your passions and your shadow self are kind of equally stimulated. Consider getting on the readings waitlist for a shadow reading during your little shadow season. It could be a great portal of alignment. And it's not all shadows. The past positive karma of Sagittarius season for you is connected with the management of your emotions. When handling your feelings in the healthiest way possible for you, your positive karma kicks in and creates magic as a result. Consider the Emotions ebook. I'll link that in the show notes if you haven't already. It's an ebook I offer that describes the three main emotional types in humanity and a way for you to find out which one you are. There are passions and then there's disgust. You could experience patterns in both directions around you now, so watch out for people that, when you're around them, you don't act like yourself and not in a good way. Equally, pay more attention to the people you're around when you like yourself and you feel motivated. The struggle to communicate or feel heard with your feelings, thoughts, emotions, and beliefs could leave you feeling like the negative influences in your vicinity will never ever leave. But keeping everything as it is until this passes, which is around December the 9th, use that as your light at the end of the tunnel and do as a Taurus does and stronghold. Consider listening to the reading for your earth sign, which is Scorpio, and your soul sign, which is Aquarius. This week for Gemini, you could think back to your earlier years, which are really what allowed you to develop the ability to be self-reliant and make your own way in life. But the purpose of this focus on your development is your total acceptance of responsibility for what happens in your life from here on in. And it's a time where you have to apply yourself with determination, with healthy habits or a job goal, and you're likely feeling ready for it. Sagittarius season is your opposite season. This is your earth sign. It makes you very receptive to the works and wisdom of other people. And if there's an issue between you and something, or you and someone, then a third perspective could be needed because of the heightened emphasis of only seeing things from deep within the situation. This season also means that healthy competition is a thing. So if you want to challenge yourself and someone that you're close with to be maybe accountability buddies on something, that's a really great way to channel this effectively, as opposed to letting it manifest in any other number of ways. So positive things include a cleanse, a diet, a workout plan, or a daily promise to rest more, to drink more water, or a daily promise to rest more, to hydrate better. Anything that's going to improve your wellness is worth asking someone you love to keep you in check with. Your Jupiter karma is in that there's a lot of magic when it comes to personal partnerships. These are both business and pleasure, but your positive karma is in picking the right partners for the right situation at the right time. If any problems do arise in relationships, they won't be the kind to sit beneath the surface this season. You'll either want to quickly settle the matter, which isn't exactly a bad thing. And if the issues are not in a relationship, they may be regarding paperwork or an obligation where you have or are going to sign on the line for something pivotal. And if there's paperwork expected of you, don't procrastinate in getting that in. Make sure to check out the reading for your earth sign, which is Sagittarius, and your soul sign, which is Pisces. This week for Cancer, it's fresh routine that's going to put you ahead of everything. Ambition ramps up and you can do a lot to catch the attention of some very important people at this time. Your careful planning for the development of a creative project, one for simply fun or one geared towards a future goal, may get not just you, but your closest people excited too. And you need someone who is excited about your ambitions, you'd like to share in enthusiasm, and this all really becomes solid midweek when the sun moves into Sagittarius, which is the sector of your daily life. And firstly, the positive karma here is that the more you take care of your daily routines, the day in, day out stuff, the sleeping time, the meal prep, the exercise, the general respect for healthy, basic, mundane living, then as a result, the more interesting and fun work opportunities you will get offered as your reward of luck. Secondly, your day has the potential to go in so many different directions, often. So you'll really need to use organisational tools if you want to stay on top of that. The boring stuff, the drudgery, the tedious tasks are all in focus, and using strong prioritisation skills is kind of key in keeping things level. So that's doing the most important and urgent things first and leaving the not so important and not so urgent things to last. Taking care of yourself in this really basic way is an integral part of Sagittarius season for you, and starting a 30-day yoga or stretching or exercise or healthy eating challenge could be great to support your wellness, which is always going to be the theme of this season for you. The weekend's challenge involves your relationship. A romantic or professional or business relationship could be testing. Communication is not working well for a while here, and this lasts through and doesn't fade until December 9th, so keep that in mind. You can use this time to really focus on your health goals and simply be patient with regards to your partner or your romantic life. Make sure to check out the earth sign reading for you, that's Capricorn, and the soul sign reading for you, that is Aries. This week for Leo, it's in the everyday home world that you're able to remove obstacles and begin to feel more satisfied. This could be home renovations, this could be a new direction for the family, this could be increasing your security in some way, or just feeling grateful for your own space, your daily habits, and even your pets. Goals regarding your living location seem to be the biggest highlight this week, and as the sun moves into Sagittarius, you want more fun, more excitement, more loving energy and playful experiences, you'd prefer time away from work and the serious stuff. And if you're in a relationship, you may either be pretty fertile right now or actually consciously discussing the idea of kids. If you are single, romance and dating could be on your mind. The positive karma for Leo with Sagittarius season is that either the projects you create take off amazingly. Leos can be actors and actresses, scientists, world movers, so easily because of accrued good karma with the concept of being loyal to the family, whether blood family or civilization as a family. Or if it's not through the creative projects, there are special gifts and blessings and luck for Leos with and through children. If you have children, this points to a really memorable and positive time with them. And it's about your inner child too, so diving into hobbies that allow you to express yourself is a great way to channel your energy. And the weekend's challenge could evolve around either a clumsy work situation or a frustrating work schedule or a work dynamic change that makes it feel like the fun and freedom are the furthest away they've ever been. For more insight, consider listening to the reading for your earth sign, which is Aquarius, and your soul sign, which is Taurus. This week for Virgo, your usual way of saying it as it is, which can at times get you into hot water, is actually quite well received. Signing a contract, saying something a little bit shocking, or another way of taking a social or verbal risk is a great way to go, and sticking with this straight-talking, blunt method gives you a higher possibility of success in a currently developing or a soon-to-develop agreement. And this could be a contract or agreement that you've been waiting and wishing for. Sagittarius season stresses the need to spend more time or shine a light on your home life. Spending time in your peaceful space lets you look inward and stay still away from the noisy world. Positive karma you might have with the location of Sagittarius in your chart is to do with the principles instilled in you by parents, guardians, or your homeland or home country. These are going to be principles and values that when adhered to, when sticking to the wisdom of your heritage or your childhood, any blockage to luck is resolved. This week also shows repairs in the home are possible, or you can feel protective of your family and your heritage. It's best to avoid confrontation regarding your home because the repairs could then be to do with a relationship. Avoid conflict in your family clan if you can during this time. And the weekend challenge might actually be to do with everyone seeing eye to eye and a plethora of confusing rules and directions for the family or the close-knit group that you're part of, creating some kind of bickering, argument, or just general divide. If you want to explore your week's potential more, consider listening to the reading for your earth sign Pisces and your soul sign Gemini. This week for Libra, holding on to memories of your childhood and reliving some of those for whatever reason motivates you in a way that no other sign can understand. You have a lot of gratitude for family dynamics this week, and the values and comforts that you have now could feel extra special, like an extension of legacy. Sagittarius season may see you reconnecting or connecting more frequently with family, especially siblings and cousins. And it's also the season for you to get lost in a book of interest. If reading isn't your thing, try writing. But it's one of those two activities now that gets activated. You may also have some strong opinions of your own that just surface abruptly, and the balance between passionate or coming off as aggressive might be something that you're mastering. Your Sagittarius placement karma makes you a generous person who will go a distance for someone, and the more you can count back during your life how many times you have helped people and been there when they needed, it's those moments that act like batteries and kind of power the patterns and the cycles of your luck. The main challenge this coming weekend could be to do with repairs in your home that prevent a sale, or some lingering arguments and differences in the family that make a gathering or something similar feel very awkward. And if you want to explore your week's potential more, consider listening to the reading for your soul sign, which is Cancer, and your earth sign, which is Aries. This week for Scorpio is about personal power and knowing that you can get anything you want out of life if you put your mind to it. Part of this may be going no contact with someone, cutting off communication where It's kind of tyrannical and despotic and too much, too over the top. It's a great idea to detach from people who are overly dominant, and planning ways to make sure that you stick to it could be helpful. It's too easy to undo a solid boundary and let someone back in, but you'll need to figure out a way to keep those boundaries strong. Sagittarius season is indulgent for you, and it's all about luxury, rich quality things, activities, foods, purchases, products. It's a season all about resources, so this is either some retail therapy or fun counting your savings. Your Sagittarius karma is common sense in business matters and business investments, thanks to staying disciplined when necessary. So in contradiction to Sagittarius season, where the initial urge is to spend money and splurge, it might not be the best way forward, though it is almost unavoidable that your focus is on money, thanks to Mars moving into this sector too. Just be careful of obsessing too much over what you do or don't have during this time. The main challenge this week could be tense relationships with a relative and the need for a contract or some other piece of paperwork to be written. And if you want to explore your week's potential more, consider listening to the reading for your soul sign, which is Leo, and your earth sign, which is Taurus. This week for Sagittarius, the goal of achieving financial independence is with the desire of freedom. It's not to have and own many luxurious things, but maybe more so to enjoy a little bit of everything that life has to offer, and to do so at your own will and pace, feeling comfortable and secure. To achieve this requires planning, because actions only work when they're organized and well formulated. Aiming in the dark and doing some random studies or activities don't get you anywhere specific, so now it's coming into your season. It's really about getting specific, distinct, and pointed. Know where you're going and identify what you want, then break it down into bite-sized steps. This is the time of the year when you're allowed to be self-absorbed. This could be a great time to explore the solar return reading, which looks at your year ahead from birthday to birthday with specific dates of events that are set in action from the moment your birthday ticks over into the new year. It is its own special chart, the solar return, and fun fact, your year ahead and all the events change based on where you spend your birthday. So if you are road tripping or even going somewhere on a flight somewhere away for your birthday, the year ahead could look very different as a result to what it would have looked if you simply celebrated where you are now. An urge to be more active is great for you if you spend this in the direction of personal competition. So this is making personal bests in your health, wellness, your skill development, and your karmic placement. Being a Sagittarius and being ruled by Jupiter, is the more philanthropic and altruistic you are, the more you let yourself connect with social, educational, and spiritual positives, the more positive your life becomes. It up levels through simple education more than any other sign. So if you constantly have some kind of helpful and useful study going on in the background of your life, you could find luck meet you everywhere, all of the time. The challenge for you this week is the overwhelm of getting finances in order, and you need them to be that way for the goals you have. And for more insight, consider listening to the horoscope for your soul sign, which is Virgo, and your earth sign, which is Gemini. This week for Capricorn, a recent mishap or situation that damaged your trust drives you to make sure that something like that never happens again. Your plans look like schemes to others, to the ones that have hurt you or broken your trust, but they're actually just boundaries and reminders of what you need to maintain where it comes to your personal power in order to enjoy more freedom of life without the potential of others upsetting or destabilizing you. Sagittarius season is often a notable downswing in energy for your sign, and floating around doing things as you feel necessary is the best course of action. This is like being in a cocoon right before the season of your birthday. And the karma of Sagittarius season for you is that your care for the less able, your charitable nature, gives you this divine protection from enemies, especially enemies that you don't even know are really enemies, the hidden, sneaky ones. This season is generally reflective and could be a great time to explore a solar return reading. This reading would give you a year ahead outlook from birthday to birthday, and that year ahead looks so different depending on where you spend it, Astrology has a locational element to it, and so the solar return reading could mean a test of one thing if you spend your birthday in location A, or that test will be in a different area of your life if spending your birthday in location B. I'll link that reading in the show notes for you to explore and get on the wait list if it feels right. No matter what has transpired, you're focused on where you're heading in life, and while you could currently feel lower energy and more drained, this is 2 months of renewal. Vivid dreams, random messages, and a chance to rest where maybe you wouldn't have usually let yourself. The main challenge this week is others trying to push you forward or force you to make a decision that you're not ready to make. And if you want to explore more, consider listening to the reading for your soul sign, which is Libra, and your earth sign, which is Cancer. This week for Aquarius, now more than ever, you are ready to get out of the rat race. It's okay to want more. Money and material resources are spiritual things. In fact, with Pisces in your second house, they are very spiritual to you. So to deny them is to deny an important inner part of yourself. The goal is really to live a life with more satisfaction from the actions you do or the work you do. You can and will always earn money, but it's almost like your resources become richer, more meaningful, more abundant when you prioritize enjoying yourself and enjoying your work. The plan to find the next step for you is in action. And as it switches over into Sagittarius season, you may feel a little bit suspicious of someone, which reminds you how important genuine friendship and connection is. Make new friends consciously by joining groups with similar interests. This is your best way to social alignment. And be sure to part ways with anyone who brings out the worst in you. Your Sagittarius placement karma for Aquarius is to do with the group activity. And it's almost like the more authentically you absorb into a like-minded group, the more luck you experience as a result. Around the right people, they will just love and admire your skills. But around the wrong people, your passion can be misunderstood as bossy, or you just operate with a high mental energy, which is completely draining and exhausting. The biggest challenge this week is really holding back something, sitting in silence when you want to speak up about it, and keeping something a secret from others may be harder by the weekend. If you'd like to dive deeper with more insight, consider listening to the reading for your soul sign, which is Scorpio, and your earth sign, which is Leo. This week for Pisces, you could be super aware of how much your social networks and friend groups have changed since 2008, or even just how they've changed in the last 5 years. You'll be more aligned with who is and isn't good for you now, and can make more effort to nurture those relationships that are positive. Moving forward, your plan could be to create boundaries or minimize communication with bad influences. And when the sun moves into Sagittarius, it shines a proverbial light on your general life direction, where Aries is the path, Sagittarius is the sign of adjusted direction. And this week, you could realize that a few things need to be tweaked if you're going to get where you plan to go, and if you actually want to get to your goals. And there are these nuanced, kind of difficult to read signs that will show you where the most focus needs to be. For example, if income fluctuates, this means look at your profession. If happiness is low and you feel uncomfortable or agitated in your home, then your work-play patterns might be off balance. And the general karma with the Sagittarius placement in your chart is the more public-serving and generous that you are, the more luck and abundance that comes to you. This doesn't mean be generous beyond what you can manage. Make sure you always have what you need, but it does mean that instead of fear of losing what you've gained, it's the trust that you'll always have what you need. So being generous with your time, love and affection, sharing compliments and moments with others for their benefit, you get to reap lucky rewards. Satisfaction in the career is in question and may result in you working harder to try and make yourself like it. This is like diving deeper into a company you don't want to be in, or willingly taking on more shifts at a job you hate being at. This won't work. And if you do genuinely enjoy what you do, the opportunity to advance could be explored. The main challenge this week is really in feeling alone and isolated. Looking back to the opening, where it's all about friendship adjustments, you may feel that in the process of aligning more authentically with others is a bit more difficult because you realize that not a lot of people are ready to grow up or ready to share the same views as you do, which can initially feel lonely. For more depth to the reading, Make sure to check out the horoscope for your soul sign, which is Sagittarius, and your earth sign, which is Virgo. That's it for this week. Next week we'll run the usual weekly wellness horoscope, but on Wednesday instead of Thursday, and the normal Sunday horoscope episode for next week will explore the full moon in Gemini, which is a sign to finalize some matters, plus Mercury square Neptune, really jazzing up communications, and then Mercury entering Capricorn, where it will stay for the rest of 2023, seeing out the year in a Mercury in Capricorn way, which is methodical, concentrated, it's a matter of privacy, and very compartmentalized. Follow the show so you get notified when that episode airs, and you can find out where this practical development may happen for you. Okay, thanks, bye.